It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
So I wasn't a big reader outside of the text that I was supposed to read, or a book I was supposed to read for a particular test or paper I was writing.
Yeah, you wrote some books for me too. Wrote some of my papers. That was awesome.
Okay. I hope none of your Morgan State professors are watching this.
It's fine. I have my degree. I can't take it back. So can they take it back? Do they take degrees back? They do that?
Okay, so today, my friends.
I don't use it anyway.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I don't. Oh, but I kind of do, because I'm broadcast journalism and I'm literally hosting a podcast.
Well, there you go.
Oh, don't take it back, guys.
I don't think you need your degree to do podcasting.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Back on track.
Okay.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self.
Why are you attempting to sound like you are like late in the evening?
What?
After 9, soft music, slow jams.
No, I said, welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self.
No, you didn't. You were like,
oh,
welcome.
Okay, no, I didn't.
The Self-Talk Experience. Mm-mm.
I didn't. No, thank you. Hello, everyone.
What's up? And welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell, and she's back, Tracy Self.
I'm always here in spirit.
Well, we missed your and last week.
You didn't do one?
Kinda, but it's not the same as yours. Listen, guys.
Today.
Yes, she's here, and we are excited because whenever we have an opportunity to talk to the Self-Talk Experience audience and
always
family,
excited.
We're always excited because mm-hmm. we always think, man, this helped us out so much. Mm-hmm. Being able to shape the things we said to ourselves and how we saw ourselves and how we saw the person that we wanted to become.
I just think about and wonder sometimes, if we had us or someone like us to watch 20 years ago, how we would have been shaped so differently and been totally different people so much sooner in our lives.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing is that we started to seek out that type of mentorship.
Mm-hmm. We did.
And
we did.
Guidance.
Absolutely.
And so we both started to learn more about personal growth mm-hmm. and professional growth. Early in our 20s, your mom, my mother-in-law, bought me a book, and I had never really read books outside of school, outside of college, outside of high school. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a big reader outside of the text that I was supposed to read, or a book I was supposed to read for a particular test or paper I was writing.
Yeah, you read some books for me too, and wrote some of my papers. That was awesome.
Okay. I hope none of your Morgan State professors are watching this.
It's fine. I have my degree. I can't take it back. So can they take it back? Do they take degrees back? They do that?
Okay. So today, my friends.
I don't use it anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't. Oh, but I kind of do, because I'm broadcast journalism and I'm literally hosting a podcast.
Well, there you go.
Oh, don't take it back, guys.
I don't think you need your degree to do podcasting.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Back on track.
Okay. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience, where the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we attract for ourselves.
Yes.
Excuse me. Listen, this episode right here, I'm going to ask you some questions. What?
This never goes the way I planned it in my mind. What questions do you want to ask me?
So, how do you see yourself? And just as importantly, how do you see the person you want to be?
Oh, wow. How do I see myself?
Yeah.
And how do I see the person
I want to be? Yeah, because I think how, and let me tell you why I'm asking the question. Because how we see ourselves typically determines how we talk to ourselves. If we see ourselves as overweight, if we see ourselves as a loser, if we see ourselves as, you know, a person who is dealing with procrastination or imposter syndrome. We're like, I never get anything done on time. I always, right, that type of person. It was just luck. And so they're attributing their success to some external factors because they feel like I'm an imposter, when really they forget what they really put in to make that happen. Perhaps they feel almost arrogant or pompous when they talk about their accolades. And so because they don't talk about the things that the real journey, they start to feel like an imposter because they forget, man, you did give up a whole bunch. You did study a lot. You did have a bunch you had to navigate before you had success. And because we stop talking about those things to ourselves, we start to forget those things. And then we start to feel like an imposter, like, yeah, maybe it was just luck. Maybe, but it's not true. So I'm asking this question because we talk about the self, a person's self-talk often.
Right.
But how we see ourselves typically determines how we talk to ourselves. And not only how we see ourselves today, but how we see the future, so our future self, how we see the person we want to be. And sometimes we don't believe.
Speak to that person.
Yes.
Because a point of, one of the points of our podcast is to say better things to yourself. Mm-hmm. So regardless of how you see yourself, you're saying how you see yourself is how you talk to yourself, but how you see the future self is how you should talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because for me, I see myself as thoughtful, as a thoughtful person. And so I talk to myself in that way. And when I talk to myself in that way, it makes me become more thoughtful. So because I think I'm thoughtful or I feel like I'm thoughtful, when I think about it, it takes me down a road to think of more thoughtful things to do.
Yeah, that's good.
Does that kind of?
That's really good. Because if you thought the opposite, then
I would think, well, I'm not really thoughtful anyway. No one expects to hear from
me.
No one expects to get a card from me or a text message from me or a phone call from me saying something sweet or something nice. So that's not who I am anyway, right?
Yeah.
But if I want to be that person and I see myself as that person, then I can speak to that person and say, maybe you should do something sweet today. Maybe you should do something for this person today. This person did something for you last month. Maybe you should do something for that person this month, right? But I think because of, I'm being long-winded, but I'm just giving an example. So I thought about a dear family friend of ours, Mrs. Brooks, the other day. So I sent her a message. But when I sent her a message, it made me think of her son. So I said, you know, let me send him something too, right? So I think because I think and I know I'm thoughtful, it causes me to say, well, what else can I do? Oh, I can go even further into that. Oh, you know what? Let me just call her, right? So that's kind of an example. I'm saying once you do something, it triggers your mind to think of something else, right? Or if I say, hey, I'm going to call your mom today. And after I talk to her, I say, well, let me call my mom. That was nice of me. I'm going to call my mom. You know what? Let me call my auntie too after that.
Yeah. Right? And I love that because one, you're giving yourself permission to give yourself credit for things that you feel are.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Positive things about yourself. And we live in an environment today where you sometimes you feel awkward to say, well, I'm thoughtful. I know I'm thoughtful. It's like, oh, she's just patting herself on the back. But we're talking about being able to attract better things. And if you can't say these nice things about yourself because you feel like the people you're around will feel some kind of way, then perhaps the people we're around aren't the right people we should be around if we feel like we can't say nice things to ourselves about ourselves.
Well, you know, that is absolutely true, but that made me think of something else.
Mm-hmm.
It also made me think about the people who you have around you and how they talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, example, I'll just give an example. Today, I said to you, I said, babe, my sister really made my day today.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to you and tell you about how she made my day. And then when I stopped talking about it, you said, you should tell her. And I said, oh, I should. And I did. But I wasn't thinking that. But so even in the thoughtfulness of me talking about somebody being thoughtful to me, I didn't think to do something to reciprocate. But because I had someone around me that's good to have around me, it makes me better.
Yeah.
You prompted me to think of that.
Yeah. And it wasn't but it wasn't even really reciprocating. I just wanted you to make sure you told her how much it meant to you. Right. That, you know, she thought of you. And sometimes we just say, oh, my gosh, that was nice. Oh, that was really cool. But we don't actually call the person and tell them how much we appreciate it or how much it meant to us.
Right.
Because they may think, oh, she's probably, and we had a good time. We laughed. But they don't really know. No, honestly, that meant the world to me that you thought of me. That meant the world to me that you called me. That meant the world to me that we spent so much time today and I know how busy you were.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person really realizes, wow, it means something when I do this. Not even to that person, but in general. And like you said, then it may cause you, me, us to do more of the thing that we know helps people to feel better about themselves.
No, you're absolutely 100% right. But taking a step further, I could have said that to someone else and they said, oh, that's so nice. And that would have been the end of it.
Mm.
But I'm saying when you're around people who are just as thoughtful or make you better, you said, you should say something. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I should tell her.
Yeah.
That would be nice to do, right?
Yeah.
So it's just I do agree with you though.
Yeah, no. And it's just like we used to talk about this often that, you know, if you're not around the right people, we know that you could say the best things ever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could do the most thoughtful things ever. You could have helped someone to become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And that person has never really acknowledged you for it, never really said thank you for it. And that's okay. But then the one thing you do that disappoints them, the one thing you do where you feel like, I can't believe they did that.
Mm-hmm.
They're quick to tell you about the mistake, but not quick to give you accolades on all the 20 other things.
Right.
And this is why being around people who say, oh my gosh, you're so thoughtful. Oh my gosh, you're not the same person you were even a year ago. Like, I'm watching your growth. I'm watching how you make sure people are feeling heard and your listening skills and your ability to help people to feel so much better about themselves. Like, if someone's not telling you that, you're not realizing that you have experienced that growth. And it may cause you not to say the things to yourself that we started off talking about, seeing yourself as that person, like, oh my gosh, I'm so thoughtful. If no one's around you saying, oh my gosh, you're so thoughtful, you're so thoughtful, you're so thoughtful. I can't believe how thoughtful you are. Oh my gosh, you thought of me.
To affirm that.
Right. And now you're like, I am thoughtful. But if no one you are around says that to you, you may
start to doubt.
Well, exactly.
I thought I was thoughtful, but it doesn't seem like it's going over with anyone, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So what we're talking about today, guys, is what helped us out in terms of self-talk was not just how we saw ourselves, but also how we saw the person we wanted to be.
Absolutely.
And that self-talk is another level of self-talk. It's like in our business, we say you can work in your business, you can work on your business, and you can work above your business. And sometimes you're in your business, you're so busy in your business, you're not paying attention to where the growth is coming from, where the mistakes are, until you start to work on your business and you start to look at things differently because you take a step back and you're like, oh man, I didn't even see that. And then you work above your business, you really start to see from bird's eye view as you start to teach other people to do what you've done, you start to realize, man, there's a whole nother skill set in showing other people how to do what it is you've had to work through. And that's what we're talking about right now. So we're still working through having the best self-talk possible by holding each other accountable all the time with our self-talk. I mean, every day.
Absolutely.
Like, it's little things that come up and we have to hold each other accountable. What do you want to say?
No, I was just going to say what you were speaking about just now. When things are on you, you're good. But when it's in you, you're great. Right? You can have it and you're good. But once it resonates with you and it's just in you and it's in your heart, it's in you. It's who you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes time and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. But as long as your self-talk is leading you in that right direction, you're headed for so much success.
Yeah.
No, it's so much light.
Yeah, because it's, you know, sometimes it's what you do, but sometimes it's who you are. You know, what you do, perhaps you have to think about it. Like, oh my gosh, okay, I have to remember to do this, remember to say this, remember to act this way. You have to remind yourself. And that is, like you said, that is okay because you're developing a habit
of. It's on you.
Right, exactly. You have to develop a habit. But at some point, you know, it's just who you are. You no longer have to think about doing it. You no longer have to think of, remind yourself. It is actually who you are now. And so I believe most of the stuff we do without thinking about it, consciously thinking about it, it's just who we are. Like you brush your teeth every day, you floss or you don't. Like there's certain things we do that's just who you are. You are that person, right? Based on your hygiene, based on if you hold a door for people or you don't hold a door for people. If you walk through first, you let other people walk through first. That's just who you are. And if you want to be somebody different, you can be somebody different. You just first have to acknowledge that you do want to be somebody different. Sometimes we're not aware of that there is a difference. And once we're aware and we're around someone who does something that we like to do, you're like, oh my gosh. I never thought I'd like to do that. I'd like to be that person.
Be like that.
Yeah. Right. And so that acknowledgement happens and we decide again, we're not just seeing ourselves as the person who we are. We're seeing ourselves as the person we want to be because I want to be that person who does that.
Right.
And so at first it becomes, we acknowledge that and then we start working towards that. Then we start consciously reminding ourselves to do it or being around someone who can remind you to do it. And then it becomes just who you are.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. This is another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. And remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves.
And if you're nice to me, most likely I'll be nice to you.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.